The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's the 14th day in the month of April. Good morning there, listeners. Welcome to another educative question and answer episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Before the question and answer comes up, it's a quick rundown of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday extended the bullish trend as the all-share index grew by 0.30% to close at 47,510.38 points from the previous close of 47,367.31 points. The market capitalization appreciated by 0.30% to close at 25.613 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.536 trillion naira, thereby shedding 77 billion naira. An aggregate of 385 million units of shares were traded in 6,212 deals, valued at 4 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 21 equities emerged as gainers against 16 equities that declined in their share prices. SFS Real Estate Investment Trust led other gainers with 10% growth, so close at 77 naira from the previous close of 70 naira. Maya, UPDC, and Champs, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 7.38%, 7.32%, and 5% respectively. Dangote Sugar led other price decliners as it shed 5.09% of its share price to close at 15 naira 85 kobo from the previous close of 16 naira 70 kobo. RT Briscoe, an African Prudential, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 5% and 4.76% respectively. With me on the program this morning to respond to your question is Mr. Aruna Kebira, the MD CEO Global View Capital Limited. Hello, good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Yeah, good morning, Ruth.
All right, sir. Why is it that some companies state a day for their closure date and some for a period of days, 4 to 5 days? Meanwhile, the markdown day will be the first day. What is the essence of this?
Yeah, that period is called the closure period, when the register of a company is closed to determine who and who is qualified for the declared dividend. Each registrar knows how many days that is needed to update their register in their custody. And as such, they choose the closure period for themselves. Of course, close the period for that register for that period. You know, the period that they take, whether it is 2 days, whether it is 3 days, it's not a calendar thing. It's not closure day, it's not 2 days. Closure day is not 1 day. It's not a calendar day that apply to all the registrars. It varies from registrar to registrar. So it is as it applies. And they say that why did they mark that on the first day? Yes, they have to mark it down on the first day. The mark that will have to be on the first day because the register is closed from that day. And any investor that is buying into that stock will not be qualified for that dividend. So it is fair for that quantum, that portion of the dividend to be removed from the price of that stock for that day, hence the markdown on the day after the qualification date.
All right, following that question, someone also wants to know what markdown is.
Okay, markdown is removing the dividend declared by the company from the price of the stock. You know, the moment a stock the board of a company declares a dividend on the floor, that stock is said to be trading cum div. That means it's trading with dividend with it. So on the qualification date, is the last trading day before the markdown. And what does it mean, qualification? To qualify to receive the dividend. That means any investor that does not buy into that position on or before the qualification date will not be entitled to the dividend. And the date after the qualification date is the markdown date. The markdown date, the markdown means removing the portion of the of the dividend that the suit declared from the price of the stock. Take, for instance, Transcorp declared 2 kobo. And on the day of Mazda, it closed 1 naira. So they simply removed 2 kobo from the price of 1 naira. And they started trading on the day of Mazda at 98 kobo. So Mazda means removing the portion of the declared dividend from the price of a stock. Because any investor buying into that stock on that Mazda day will not be qualified for that dividend. So it is fair to remove that price, to remove that quantum of dividend declared from the price of that stock.
All right, sir. And the second question, investors in IEI may soon get something out of their investment as Securities and Exchange Commission has granted the company no objections. Please, can you enlighten us more on this?
Yeah, December 29, 2021, IEI wrote the exchange that they have gotten a no objection from their primary regulator, NICOM, for Noribenja Advisory Partners Limited, to acquire 100% equity of IEI. They have been awaiting the necessary regulatory approval. I think one that I just said, the question just show that they have gotten a no objection for Security and Exchange Commission. But it is worthy of note that in their quarter four of 2020, the earnings release had a loss per share instead of any per share, a loss per share of 10.36 kobo as against an equity per share of 2019 of 24.57 kobo. As we speak, on the website of the NGS, I have not seen any quarterly result for 2021, and I have also not seen the audited financial statement for 2021. So I would not really know what the person means that an investor will still get something. I don't know the something they are going to get, but let Narobenja Advisory Partners Limited take control of IEI and turn it around. But by the time they are turning it around, we get to hear the news of what they are doing. We get to get information concerning what they are doing. And the quarter after they have settled down, we tell the market whether they are a serious company or whether they want to make IEI a serious company. And everybody will be on the same page with them. But for now, what you just understand is that Norebenja Advisory Partner Limited is taking over IEI. But going forward, it now depends on how serious Norebenja Advisory Partner Limited are in the affairs of IEI.
All right, so moving on to the next question. Which penny stocks can you sincerely advise one to begin with, to begin to accumulate based on its performance, prospects, or possibility of good returns in the next 3 to 4 years? I have no deep pockets to play now for profit, but with patience and consistency, at least 10 to 20,000 monthly for 3 years can help me. But which stocks now is my challenge?
Do you know that on this platform, we didn't start this program yesterday? We are on radio, we are on television, and we do physical seminars. And we are on platforms like WhatsApp, we are platforms like Telegram. And what we discuss there basically is how you will be able to sit down and understand investment so that you'll be able to pick out what you want to go with. If anybody is coming back to ask which penny stock, sorry, I don't have any penny stock to recommend for this person. What we have actually tell, we've told you what to look out for. Take the results. Companies just closed their book for 2021. There are so many results in the market. If peradventure you are seeing a penny stock that have not released its result for 2021, find out the reason why it has not released the result. If you believe that the reason is genuine enough, find out what they have done up to quarter three. Then you now understand whether you can take position in it or not. Then find out news. The information savvy. Then you should be able to, you are the manager, you are the MD CEO of your portfolio. I cannot just say, go and buy this, go and buy that. No. We have been saying that we don't want to give you fish to eat. We want to teach you how to fish. We have taught so many strategies of how to fish, to go and fish by, for yourself.
All right, the next question. Transcorp has good volatility and liquid more than Lasaco, but bogus outstanding shares. Do you think they might come up with share reconstruction soon?
Well, that question no one can tell. Most especially when you are not a member of the board of Transcorp. It is an exclusive prerogative of the board of a company alongside the shareholders to agree to share reconstruction and will be approved by the relevant regulator. If Transcorp want to engage in their share reconstruction, I wouldn't know because it do not originate from me. It is the end product in the market that I will see. So I don't think whether they are going to do that. If they said this bogus and standing, Transcorp has been going with that bogus and standing shares. They have the pay one cobalt, they have the pay two cobalt, and the last quarter four 2021 and the release, they made 34 cobalt as against a loss of 2 cobalt. So it now depends on the board of Transcorp. If they want to do reconstruction, fine. I'm not in the know, and I cannot be in the know until it's made public.
All right, sir. UCAB has been on a downward trend. Does this mean that the quarter one result is bad?
Well, when the first quarter 2022 of UCAB hit the market, I was made available on the website of the NGS on April 13th. The number of investors that stumbled on it did not mind that the any per share was actually analyzed. The number of people took it for surface value and they considered that performance very, very exceptional. That a 1.54 kobo quarter one any per share for a stock at 13 naira. They look at it as it was sterling performance. So there was a sharp response and the price was driven to 14.50 kobo by demand. But as the realization began to dawn on so many investors, they now discovered that actually that 1.50 kobo was 1.54 kobo any per share was annualized, was it the actual for the quarter. Then there was a rush for people to exit. And as they were rushing, the price had to moderate. So the price moderated and is trading at 13.30 kobo. It's not as if the result was bad. It's just that the market, you know, misinterpreted the result and they responded to the market responded at that level. But when the realization came, then there is that rush will have to be reversed. So the stock came back to where it was trading. It's not as if the price is declining.
All right. I think that's all we can think for today. All right. Quickly, your last word to our listeners this morning and your number.
Well, while we were talking last week, I said that the market was just going through a phase. While we were thinking that the all share index was declining was actually because of most of the markdown that we see. So you can say that the market is actually reversing. You can see GT has reversed from 52 naira to almost 25 naira. Zenith has taken off from 22 naira to 25 naira, and I believe that we are going to see more of this recovery in the market going forward. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
All right, thank you, Mr. Haruna, for your time on the program this morning. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for always having me.
That's it on Stocks Watch for this week. Thank you for staying tuned all through the week. Join the Oracle, Mr. Bayomi Babalu on Finance and Investment Watch on LTV 8, DSTV, Channel 256, GoTV Channel 90 at 10 p.m. on Sunday, April 17th, 2022. StocksNG.com is still the link to use to get detailed information on the Nigerian capital market and the Nigerian economy. Until next week, when I shall be coming your way again, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Do have a great weekend. Bye for now.